You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, Adam, what are you doing?
I am driving for a haircut.
Well, it's about time, you shaggy freak.
You know that.
What does it run you for your haircut? First question is, how often do you get them? Are you about a once a monther?
Yeah.
Okay.
About a once a month.
And what do you pay?
4 weeks.
What do you pay for it?
33 plus tip.
And how much are you tipping?
I like my people, so I usually throw 20 out there.
You tip them $20?
Yeah, it's my face.
It's your head, yeah.
So you're paying $53 for your haircut.
For a men's cut.
That's a pretty good tip.
That is you're an over tipper, Adam.
What's 20 divided by 33? That is a 60% tip.
Dude.
Yeah, all right.
That's nice of you.
That's good, man. Boy, they must fight over you when you walk in the door.
Adam's here. Have you been seeing the same stylist for a while?
I have, actually, yes.
Okay. So now she just knows. She's like, today's going to be a good day. I see Adam on schedule.
That's good, yeah. I like it.
Is it one of those fancy haircut places where they have, like, bourbon there for you? And
oh, God, no.
No, not one of those places?
No. Nope.
All right.
You're supposed to impress us with your weekend plans. What are you doing this weekend that will make us envious?
A flight state and hanging out on the Olympic National Peninsula.
Your phone cut out. What are you doing?
Oh, well. Flying to Washington State and hanging out on the coast and the Olympic National Peninsula.
Why don't you live the jet-setting life?
Are you, like, super loaded? Are you rich?
No. No.
I just hand out 20s for, no reason at all. Okay. What's... Is there somebody in Washington?
Little vacation before the kids go back to school here in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's so. Nice. Gotcha.
That's cool. Okay. That sounds great. Well, I'm jealous.
Sounds like a good time.
Yep.
You going to look for Bigfoot while you're up there?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Adam, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
And we already know that Jen, Jessica, Jess, Lisa, and Crystal are all going to hold on no matter what, right?
Right.
That's what I heard.
10 seconds, Adam. I tried this one, I don't know, a few days ago, maybe last week. I couldn't get a winner. Let's see how you do. In 10 seconds, we need 5 celebrities who are known just by one name. They are one-name celebrities. That's how we know them. 10 seconds. Ready and go!
Cher, Prince, The Rock... Oh, I'm
going to
fail.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Good ones.
Elvis and Madonna.
Oh, yeah. That would work.
Bono.
Yeah.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, jeez.
Darn it,
well, look,
Adam.
You still got a nice haircut in your future and a trip to Washington State.
Yeah, have a great weekend, buddy.
Thanks. I'll have to work on my ROM bag later on. I got the Boys Against the Girls, but have to work on the other ones. So.
Right. Good luck to you, buddy. All right.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye, Adam.
Thank you. Explain to people again, Jeremy, what a ROM bag is.
That's when you win the Mind Bender, Boys Against the Girls, and Rattle Off. The trifecta.
See, Jen, aren't you glad you held no?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
What do you got going on this weekend? What's so fun that we're going to be jealous?
Well, working a lot, but also I'm taking my son, who just turned 18, to get a tattoo.
Whoa, what's the tattoo going to be?
I don't know, some random thing. I have no idea what it means, but it seems to mean something to him.
You don't want to talk him out of it?
No, he has one already. I got it when he was like 16. And he's all excited because he can go get it by himself, but I'm still going to go with him because it's just kind of fun.
So can you kind of describe this random thing that he's getting?
It's like a cup with, like, flowers coming out of it and, like, some kind of, like symbol. It's something from the music industry because he does music and stuff. So he has another one that's like a Mac Miller kind of infinite... little thing with a yin-yang thing, so.
Wow. Sounds very deep and important.
Yeah, your descriptions are funny though. That's a cup.
It's
got
thing,
flowers.
It's a music.
It's got a yin and a yang. It's
I don't know.
Yeah, that's how I talk. People around me have to learn Jin if they want to communicate with me.
It's rambling Jin.
Pardon me, stewardess. I speak Jin. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
So where's he getting this on his body today?
On his forearm.
On the forearm.
Okay.
I think I would look good with some stuff on my forearm, Dom. What do you think?
Just go get it done.
Should I get
You've
a sleeve?
Talking about it. Go do it.
I know.
It.
I think
go
I'd look good with a sleeve. I really do.
Yeah, he eventually wants to get a sleeve, but he needs to get a job first.
Oh, snap.
How much is this tattoo this weekend going to cost?
I'm not 100% sure. I put a deposit down, so I guess we'll see.
You have no idea? Ballpark?
No. No, he's paying for half of it, so I give him my half, and then he's got to come up with the rest. So.
Well, then what's your half, and we'll do math.
Why are you paying half?
Because that's his, part of his birthday present.
It's his birthday.
Oh, okay.
What's your half costing?
Well, I put a $100 deposit down, and then it'll probably, it's like $150 an hour.
Man. Well, good
still
want
to do it, Jeremy?
Nope.
Jim, let's play.
I'm good.
Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
10 seconds. 10 seconds. Give us five famous. We have to have heard of them. Five famous female singers. Ready and go.
Madonna, Cher, Pink. Britney Spears.
Oh, no! So close. So close, Jen.
I forgot that. Pink would have counted for that one name person,
it
too.
Sure would have.
Yeah. See, and I stole a couple from that because I got the share.
You absolutely
did. Oh, we
totally
noticed. Yep. You got four, and I'm glad you called. I hope you have a fun weekend with your son, okay?
All right, you guys have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye, Jen.
Bye. We have a Jessica and a Jess. Here is Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
We're having a good day. Yeah. We're having a lot of laughs.
It's been a good show today.
Yeah, we're going into a weekend. We're already planning Monday show because we're excited to get back here and start this all up again.
What's your weekend involved, Jessica?
What are you doing?
Just working. Sunday, I'm going to take my son. I don't know what we're going to do yet. Probably go see a movie.
Ninja Turtles is out.
I know. I want to see that.
All right.
So good.
We'll go do that.
Do you have us on a speakerphone or a Bluetooth right now?
It's in my car.
Yeah, will you take us off that and get on your regular phone? Can you do that for us?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Jeremy, what are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Is that better?
Oh, well, I didn't have time to answer. Yeah, that is better.
That's better.
That was really quick.
That's why we do it.
It's good.
What do you do for a living, Jessica?
Jessica, what's your job?
What do you do?
I work at Sam's Club.
Sam's Club. What do you do at the Sam's Club?
Cashier and carts and everything.
A little bit of everything, huh?
Okay.
Do you do the samples?
I don't do the samples, no.
Good, because those people are the worst.
I know.
Oh.
She knows. See, you know.
Oh,
they're the worst.
Ooh, mean.
All right.
Jessica, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
10 seconds. We're looking for five types of wild cats. You know what I mean? The big cats that live out in the wild. Five different species of wild cats. Ready? And go!
Cougar, panther, tiger, leopard, cheetah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Well, you did that in about 4 seconds. You're a
winner!
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Well done.
Yes. Way to go, Sam's girl. listen, stand by. Josh is going to come back, and he's going to tell you all about your prize, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
See you later.
Thank you for listening. Oh,
somebody hung up.
Crystal. Crystal flat out lied to us.
What a liar.
Crystal's a liar. Jess and Lisa are still holding.
That's very kind.
Here's Jess.
Man.
Oh, here's Jess. Jess, thank you for holding.
Oh, of course.
Hi,
Thank you for being true to your word. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm not a good liar.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
I'm actually taking one of my friends up to the Omni Hotel in Broomfield for like a girls' weekend. I'm going to do pool time and massages and stuff like that. So yeah, it'll be a fun weekend.
Is this your
that
treat?
Is way fun.
Yeah, it is.
Well, aren't you a nice friend?
Dang.
Why are you treating?
She flew to Vegas for my 30th birthday and like got us a cabana for at the pool and
Wow.
Like that.
Yeah, that's
so,
not cheap.
Yeah.
We just have that kind of friendship where we do ridiculous things for each other.
That's I love
great.
That.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Where'd you meet her?
I used to be her nanny back in the day, like 10 years ago. And then we just became really, really good friends. And now they're kind of like a family friend, and I still love their kids. And yeah, so just part of the family, I guess.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic. Really I love cool. that. My stepdaughter is a nanny for a couple of different families. And yeah, they treat her like she is a member of the family.
Yeah, so. it's really when you can find a good person to take care of your kiddos, like it's hard not to want to include them in your family. Mm-hmm. So.
And that's you. You're a good kid person.
So besides going to the Omni, what are the things you're doing again? Did you say a massage and what else are you guys doing?
Some pool time and yeah, massages and we'll probably grab dinner.
Very nice. I'm due for some sort of facial or something. I'm not a big massage person. But I do like the facials. I might have to go get another one of those, Dom. Mm-hmm. Get my cheeks rubbed.
Make your appointment for next week.
Yeah, I'm due. Definitely.
Make the appointment now. As soon as we get off the air, make the appointment.
You want to take me, Jess? Pay for it?
I think that you should treat me to a facial.
Oh, my.
Probably he should. I mean, you did your part. You listened to the show, so Jeremy should show his appreciation by
absolutely.
Taking for a facial.
I hear you're good with kids. You could just watch my kids while I go get the facial.
Yeah,
put you to work.
Watching your kids at least.
Good for you. It sounds you got a fun weekend in store. Thank you for listening and thank you for calling. We really appreciate you, Jess. Okay.
Yeah.
Of course. Thanks, boys.
See you later.
All right. Be well. That sounds like a fun weekend.
It really does. Super relaxing.
I love that. And then there was Lisa, who's been holding for 12 and a half minutes. Hi, Lisa.
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Somebody shake Lisa. Wake her up.
That's great.
I was tempted to hang up, but I didn't want to be called out on the radio.
Yeah,
so.
You fought through.
Yeah.
Well done.
You know, next time what I'm going to do, I think, is we're going to get first and last name of everybody.
Oh.
And then we'll not
go.
Only call them out on the air, we'll post it on our Facebook page, you know, like Crystal's a liar. And here's her. Oh, we're just having fun. Lisa, what are you doing this weekend?
Nothing as exciting as the last two callers. It was a nice, relaxing weekend. I play tennis tomorrow, and then I have a dog sitting business, so lots of dog check-ins, dog walks. Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's great. We talk to many people in the dog industry, and you guys make good money, whether it's scooping poop or grooming or...
Yes, I recently graduated with my master's, thinking going back to school as a midlife crisis was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Can't find a job. And then all of a sudden started dog walking. I'm like, this is a business. So, yeah.
So did you actually turn it into your personal business then?
Slowly. I mean, I don't have a name or, cards, business cards or anything. But
make up a name, Dom. Give her a name.
Well, let's work on the name of your business right now. We've done this before, and I feel like the names we've come up with have been very good.
Okay, go.
Well, no, wait a minute. We need some information here. So it's just dog walking or dog sitting, or what is it?
Dog sitting, house sitting. Yeah, I have a lot of dog check-ins, dog walking.
So your dogs is your main focus? Did you just say, happy tails?
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of happy trails, happy tails.
Right.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's being used. I wonder if that's being used a lot.
I just looked up happy tails, and there's a lot of happy tails.
Oh. Okay.
You can't use that one.
Okay.
Let's see. Dog sitting, house sitting. Is there a playoff of K-9?
Wagon walk, wags, sniffing.
Pooch patrol, pooch.
Sniff and stride. Sniff and stride.
Yeah.
Happy hound adventures.
Yeah.
No?
That's a mouthful. Yeah.
Yeah, that's too much.
Turd yeah. lady, the turd lady.
You're the turd lady. Turd-rific.
Turd-rific.
Turd-rific doggy daycare.
We're getting closer. This is called spitballing, you know. Just,
yeah, we didn't, right?
We didn't promise a winning answer, you know, right away.
I like turd-rific.
In fact, yeah. It might even be Monday when we were like, oh, my God, I thought of a name for Lisa's business.
Lickin' Lisa.
Just say it out loud. I listen to you guys all the time.
Do you like Lickin' Lisa?
Oh, yeah, no.
That might be an OnlyFans page. That. Yeah, that might be right. a different site. Yeah.
How much did your how much did your master's cost you?
Oh, we don't need to go into
that.
Yeah,
we do.
I mean, it's a lot. The good thing is, it was a lot. But I grew this confidence. I mean, I paid for, you know, $40,000 to, you know, get a new confidence and think I can do anything and everything.
What did you get what's the degree in, your master's in?
$40,000.
Yeah, health administration. So I really, really, really wanted to do something with patient navigation and help people navigate our healthcare system.
But who's to say that it still might not pan out?
$40,000.
I kind of just took a break. I mean, I was applying everywhere and networking and not getting anything. I got a couple interviews, and then they hired within, which is fine. I mean, that's the goal, right? When you get into a company, you want to move up. So I just got frustrated, so I decided to just stop because I didn't like the rejection and started dog sitting, dog walking, and now I'm making pretty good money, and yeah. For now, well, it's good. It's a little pause in my life. Yeah.
Pause in my life. Pause in your life.
Pause in your life. There we go.
There it is, Lisa. You did it yourself.
Do I win a 4-pack of Elitch tickets?
No.
But this beautiful idea did not cost you $40,000. You get this for free from your boys in the morning.
You're going to win in life now.
Oh, my God.
Aww. So good.
This is fantastic.
I like you a lot.
You know, we don't have to call out the name on Monday. We've settled on it. It's the pause in your life.
Yeah, perfect. Nice.
Well done.
First time I ever called you guys and I got through. I kind of panicked.
Nah, this has been fantastic. You did a really good job.
Well, why is it taking you so long to call us?
I'm usually driving or walking dog. You can't talk on a phone and do that.
Sure. She'd be on a Bluetooth, Dom, and we would give her hell.
No, we say just talk on your regular phone while you're driving. We don't care.
No, she's walking dogs.
If you're walking the dog, are you the dog going to be upset that you're on the phone while you're walking?
She got double leashes going, you know?
Yeah. Mm. I just walked 4 dogs this morning. It's hard to do it. Yeah.
Brutal.
Well, listen, I am so glad that you finally called us, and we hope you have a fantastic weekend, and
you
are absolutely delightful. So thanks for being on the show, okay?
Thank you. Bye, boys.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
I enjoyed that today.
I feel like I need a cigarette.